Exame Final Nacional de Inglês, Prova 550, Segunda Fase.
Ensino Secundário 2022.
11º ano de escolaridade, continuação, bienal. Vai agora realizar a parte A da prova, compreensão do oral. Escute com muita atenção e siga as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma palavra ou frase, continue a resolver a prova e mantenha-se em silêncio. A parte A da prova é composta por 7 itens relativos a 2 textos, texto 1 e texto 2. Antes de ouvir cada texto, dispõe de alguns segundos para ler os respectivos itens. Vai ouvir cada texto 2 vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Dispõe de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora a página do enunciado para dar início à parte A da prova, compreensão do oral.
Text 1. You will hear 3 teenagers talking about their shopping habits. For item 1, match the names Leah, Brad or Susan in column A with the ideas they express in column B. All the ideas apply once. On your answer sheet, write only the names and the numbers. Now, read the ideas in column B. You have 25 seconds to read them. Now listen. Leah.
I've got a very large family, so most of the time I wear my sister's hand-me-downs. I'm glad they've got great taste and enjoy fashion as much as I do, otherwise it would be quite embarrassing. We're all the same size, so that helps. The only thing I'd change would be the colour. I usually get some money for my birthday, and that's when I go shopping with my friends. It's great fun! My grandparents, who live far away, also give me pocket money that I use for shopping. I like buying the latest gadgets advertised, especially tech ones. Of course, I also buy one or two things to wear, like jeans or t-shirts, but that's not really my priority.
Brad.
Shopping centres are just my favourite places. It's where I hang out with my friends and the place where I like buying all my clothes and tech gadgets. I also like shopping online, but it's not really my first choice. Of course, on the internet, you can find endless products and at really good prices, but choosing the size and color can be tricky, and you may end up buying something that doesn't really suit you. To be quite honest, I'm a bit of a shopaholic. I can't resist buying things even when I don't need them. I know it's not good, but buying stuff makes me feel happy.
Susan.
I'm not really influenced by what other people wear. I usually just buy what I need. Even though ads keep popping up whenever I go online, I hardly ever notice them. Advertising has no influence over my choices. I just don't like being pressured to buy. I like feeling like I'm in charge of my own life. When I do need something and I'm on my own, I go to the flea markets and use my pocket money to buy secondhand stuff. You know, it's better and more ethical. Sometimes I also drop by the shopping center. I usually go with my friends because I'm not into fashion myself, and they help me pick up more modern stuff like jeans and t-shirts. I think they really don't want me to wear anything that might embarrass them, if you know what I mean.
Listen again. Leah.
I've got a very large family, so most of the time I wear my sister's hand-me-downs. I'm glad they've got great taste and enjoy fashion as much as I do, otherwise it would be quite embarrassing. We're all the same size, so that helps. The only thing I'd change would be the colour. I usually get some money for my birthday, and that's when I go shopping with my friends. It's great fun! My grandparents, who live far away, also give me pocket money that I use for shopping. I like buying the latest gadgets advertised, especially tech ones. Of course, I also buy one or two things to wear, like jeans or t-shirts, but that's not really my priority.
Brad.
Shopping centres are just my favourite places. It's where I hang out with my friends and the place where I like buying all my clothes and tech gadgets. I also like shopping online, but it's not really my first choice. Of course, on the internet, you can find endless products and at really good prices, but choosing the size and color can be tricky, and you may end up buying something that doesn't really suit you. To be quite honest, I'm a bit of a shopaholic. I can't resist buying things even when I don't need them. I know it's not good, but buying stuff makes me feel happy.
Susan.
I'm not really influenced by what other people wear. I usually just buy what I need. Even though ads keep popping up whenever I go online, I hardly ever notice them. Advertising has no influence over my choices. I just don't like being pressured to buy. I like feeling like I'm in charge of my own life. When I do need something and I'm on my own, I go to the flea markets and use my pocket money to buy secondhand stuff. You know, it's better and more ethical. Sometimes I also drop by the shopping center. I usually go with my friends because I'm not into fashion myself, and they help me pick up more modern stuff like jeans and t-shirts. I think they really don't want me to wear anything that might embarrass them, if you know what I mean.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 1. Text 2. You will hear a debate about advertising and young people. For items 2.1 to 2.6, choose the correct option, A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. You have 1 minute to read the items. Now, listen. Good afternoon. Today we are discussing the issue, advertising and young people, with Dr. Garcia and Dr. Lewis. Dr. Garcia, what's your opinion on the issue?
Good afternoon. We all know young people are affected by what they watch or hear. So advertisers use the media to target them. However, we cannot protect them from everything.
We can, and we must.
Why do you say that, Dr. Lewis?
In our society, young people value possessions over emotional well-being and personal growth. This comes from the enormous increase in advertising reaching teenagers via the internet. It is estimated that the money advertisers spent on digital advertising increased by about $1.1 billion, from 0.6 in 2016 to 1.7 in 2021. This investment shows the growing importance of young consumers in the advertising industry. Evidently, all this has very negative consequences on the values children and young people have, and we must not allow that.
You can't blame advertising for the values young people have or for becoming addicted to shopping. These values are not a direct consequence of the consumer society, and advertising can't be held accountable for them. You can't just keep young people inside a bubble. Besides, in most European countries, there are laws that limit the type of advertising broadcast to children, as well as strict rules regarding advertising campaigns. So, some precautions are usually taken to make sure young people are not subject to abusive marketing. But in the end, it's also up to their parents to limit the time they spend on gadgets.
Yes, clearly, advertising is not the only culprit, but it certainly has a huge impact when teens are constantly exposed to it. I can't really say whether it dictates exactly everything they buy, but it surely affects the way young people see themselves and behave with others. In the long run, the cost will be tremendous. We must decide what we really want to invest in, economic growth or our social well-being.
Dr. Garcia, Dr. Lewis has a point. Should we be worried?
Of course Dr. Lewis has a point. And yes, we should be worried about the way young people are developing. For example, we must consider the impact of technology and what governments can do to reduce its negative effects. The problem here is that Dr. Lewis seems to assume, in a rather simplistic way, that all the negative aspects of our present societies originate in advertising. I can't agree with that. There are many other factors, including technology, that have an even deeper impact on human relationships and how social institutions evolve.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Garcia. In fact, it's precisely through technology that advertising is now everywhere, and that is really the issue. As a society, we must be aware of our responsibilities towards young people. It's up to us to make sure our children grow up in a safe and healthy environment.
So, Dr. Lewis, what might the solution be?
Stronger legislation, for sure, and ultimately, banning advertisements from the media.
A bit extreme, don't you think? This is a serious issue, one that needs to be carefully addressed.
It might seem so at first, but things have got out of hand, and it would be a temporary measure, just until we introduce better laws.
Quite unreasonable, I would say. Have you thought about the consequences in the advertising industry? Problems would probably increase. We are talking about countless jobs, not to mention the fact that it's through advertising that consumers get to know the products available and their different features so that, in the end, they're able to make the right choices. We need to be sensible. We can't start banning everything that may have a negative side to it. In this case, education must be the key. It's that simple.
Well, we've come to the end of our programme. Thank you both for coming. Listen again. Good afternoon. Today we are discussing the issue, advertising and young people, with Dr. Garcia and Dr. Lewis. Dr. Garcia, what's your opinion on the issue?
Good afternoon. We all know young people are affected by what they watch or hear. So advertisers use the media to target them. However, we cannot protect them from everything.
We can, and we must.
Why do you say that, Dr. Lewis?
In our society, young people value possessions over emotional well-being and personal growth. This comes from the enormous increase in advertising reaching teenagers via the internet. It is estimated that the money advertisers spent on digital advertising increased by about $1.1 billion, from 0.6 in 2016 to 1.7 in 2021. This investment shows the growing importance of young consumers in the advertising industry. Evidently, all this has very negative consequences on the values children and young people have, and we must not allow that.
You can't blame advertising for the values young people have or for becoming addicted to shopping. These values are not a direct consequence of the consumer society, and advertising can't be held accountable for them. You can't just keep young people inside a bubble. Besides, in most European countries, there are laws that limit the type of advertising broadcast to children, as well as strict rules regarding advertising campaigns. So, some precautions are usually taken to make sure young people are not subject to abusive marketing. But in the end, it's also up to their parents to limit the time they spend on gadgets.
Yes, clearly, advertising is not the only culprit, but it certainly has a huge impact when teens are constantly exposed to it. I can't really say whether it dictates exactly everything they buy, but it surely affects the way young people see themselves and behave with others. In the long run, the cost will be tremendous. We must decide what we really want to invest in, economic growth or our social well-being.
Dr. Garcia, Dr. Lewis has a point. Should we be worried?
Of course Dr. Lewis has a point. And yes, we should be worried about the way young people are developing. For example, we must consider the impact of technology and what governments can do to reduce its negative effects. The problem here is that Dr. Lewis seems to assume, in a rather simplistic way, that all the negative aspects of our present societies originate in advertising. I can't agree with that. There are many other factors, including technology, that have an even deeper impact on human relationships and how social institutions evolve.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Garcia. In fact, it's precisely through technology that advertising is now everywhere, and that is really the issue. As a society, we must be aware of our responsibilities towards young people. It's up to us to make sure our children grow up in a safe and healthy environment.
So, Dr. Lewis, what might the solution be?
Stronger legislation, for sure. And ultimately, banning advertisements from the media.
A bit extreme, don't you think? This is a serious issue, one that needs to be carefully addressed.
It might seem so at first, but things have got out of hand, and it would be a temporary measure, just until we introduce better laws.
Quite unreasonable, I would say. Have you thought about the consequences in the advertising industry? Problems would probably increase. We are talking about countless jobs, not to mention the fact that it's through advertising that consumers get to know the products available and their different features so that, in the end, they're able to make the right choices. We need to be sensible. We can't start banning everything that may have a negative side to it. In this case, education must be the key. It's that simple.
Well, we've come to the end of our programme. Thank you both for coming. Now, check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 2. That is the end of part A.